My hands, my skin is the weakest organism I have on my body.
Organism.
What?
Oh, I just love that. That's just great. Everything's great.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Joseph Reality, the podcast. I'm Jazz.
And I'm Jade.
And we are back after having a week of 4th of July off. Happy belated 4th, even though there's nothing but freedom to celebrate, but do what you have to do.
Well, there is if you can't have children.
Okay, so we have a few shows. Most shows skipped a week, but we are only going to talk about the most recent shows that came on. And so we're looking at the Beverly Hills on last week, Southern Charm episode 3, Ultimate Girls Trip episode 4, and then Atlanta episode 9. But to start it all off,
we have big news.
Big news. Jen Shah literally at the bell changed her
plea
to guilty.
Guilty.
Guilty, y'all. Guilty,
which means she's facing up to 11 to 14 years.
11 to 14.
Apologized for everything she did.
Mm-hmm.
Knew she was scamming people.
Yep, I knew. And I did it anyway. Yep. I'm so sorry, Judge.
Yep. I want to right my wrongs and put this past me. I'm like, oh, no, sister. You have a lot of work to do before you right your wrongs and put it past you. And on top of that, rumor has it she hasn't been living with her husband either. Wow. She's been living with this female.
What?
She's been living with this random person, gal.
Weird. Okay.
Yeah.
That's weird. Yeah, and Meredith and Whitney, was it, has been in New York supporting her, and Meredith popped off the other day being like, I don't know about you, but I live in a country where you are innocent until proven guilty, la da da. And people were like, oh really? Like, literally a few months ago you were saying
wouldn't even be around her.
Yeah, wouldn't even be around her.
Yeah.
So
I know, I can't wait to see this season because I want to see how things turned and where they turned and what's going on. But I was looking back at all the things and I'm like, that didn't age well when she would tweet mm-hmm. people back and be like, the only thing I'm guilty, mm-hmm. you need to check your facts and mm-hmm. you guys will see once I'm innocent. Her literal tagline that said, the only thing I'm guilty of is being Shawmazing. Yeah. The reunion when she was trying to explain her business.
Yeah. The reunion popping off all season, turning all the women against each other because for who is doubting her.
Yeah.
Like, trying to create a who could be more loyal to her.
Yeah.
Had them fighting with each other, not questioning her at all.
Being so defensive mm-hmm. over if anybody asked her questions.
Screaming.
Yeah.
So these are just some of the things that I recall, yeah. Jen, that we're not going to let go so easily.
But you want to know what? When she was being so defensive, I'm like, there's something more to the story here.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, mm-hmm. you know, there's a way to handle it where obviously you're frustrated when everybody's asking you about it, even if you are innocent, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's a way to handle it where it's so manipulative mm-hmm. where it's like, oh, yeah, 100%. There's something.
You still aren't able to explain literally mm-hmm. anything.
Puzzle pieces aren't adding up. Yeah. Things are just kind of in.
Then leaked footage of you treating your employees like garbage
yeah.
and not paying them.
Yep.
That comes out. It's just a fucking disaster.
It's all bad. It's all bad, not good.
So that's going to be something we're going to be following, and I can't wait for the season.
I can't wait for the season, and I can't wait to know how many years of prison she gets.
I know.
That's going to be crazy.
So crazy.
Because I don't feel like she's going to get off. And doesn't she owe like a $9.5 million fine?
I don't know.
I'll put my investigation cap on after this.
Hey, if you guys know anything, just send it to us on the socials.
Yeah. I'll share it. I'll share everything.
We will share anything you want. Okay. So let's get to the recaps here.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to start with Beverly Hills, which is like, this show is just, we've gone off the rails entirely.
Yeah.
Every week, there's a different enemy. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, like, Crystal was public. Well, actually, Sutton kind of was for 1 second, and then Crystal was, and mm-hmm. then it was Diana,
mm-hmm.
and now it's Kyle.
Oh, people are coming after Kyle.
Really coming after Kyle. So we'll talk about that. Okay, so let's start with where it opens up. So first, we're just continuing on this very painful conversation between Sutton and Diana.
It's horrible.
It's horrible. Like you said offline, everyone's in the wrong.
Yeah.
But Sutton is in the most wrong.
Yeah.
And she's awful. And even, like, for the episode beforehand, I'm like, people are just set on hating Diana, right?
Yeah.
But as far as Housewives go, she like completely brought it. This yeah. episode, like she has called out Sutton,
mm-hmm.
like has been like, she called out, came with like so shady with her book
mm-hmm.
and was like signed it and called Garcelle out for that. And then she took Sutton head on. I'm like, if this were anyone else, you guys would be like praising her.
Yeah, right. And I feel like if she wouldn't have came after that black woman, I forget her Instagram. Oh, yeah. I feel like people actually wouldn't hate Diana right now.
Yeah, right.
I feel like that is what ruined her reputation, mm-hmm. which rightfully so, that was horrible. But I feel like people were really getting on the up and up, and then that happened. Now everybody's against
mm-hmm.
her.
Mm-hmm. That was weird.
That was so weird.
I
was
like, do you not understand how this works? Like, yeah. Do you not understand how many people are going to see this? I'm so confused.
I don't know. That was really, that or was maybe crazy.
Maybe she just thinks she can claim the language thing for everything. I don't really know.
I don't know either.
But it was rowdy. So anyway, so we have Sutton, who is notorious for literally attacking people. And then when she knows she's in the wrong, she just starts crying and it's becoming the victim. It is crazy. God, and everyone just buys into her bullshit. Mm-hmm. It drives me absolutely nuts. So she pulls Diana aside to be like, basically be like, you're lying about, your miscarriage is not that serious. And mm-hmm. you're lying to us, like mm-hmm. kind of. And then tried to mask it later.
Because she was talking about the bed rest thing.
Yeah, exactly. She's
like, oh, and it's like, if somebody's sick and needs to be on bed rest, mm-hmm. just let them be.
Yeah.
And if they're feeling fine.
If they want to try to make it for an hour, then you should just be happy that they're there. And it's not even your fucking party. So shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
And then everyone just like came so hard at Kyle for like what she said about Sutton, like her reaction to Sutton's miscarriage thing.
Yeah.
No one said anything about how Sutton reacted to Diana.
Yeah.
Like, you guys can't be so biased. Like, this is just not good.
Right.
And then, so the thing that bothered me the most is Sutton just keeps touching Diana. And I am a personal space person. So if someone's hanging on me like that, I lose my fucking. And she stays calm. She's like, don't touch. Don't. And she continues to do it.
Right.
It's like some weird, like.
Well, and she's like, I think she even says, like, this time I'm trying to show you sympathy. It's like, but I don't want you to touch me.
Yeah. And also, why is showing sympathy so hard for you?
Yeah.
It's weird to me that you have to try so hard to be sympathetic to people.
Yeah. It is bizarre.
And then it just reminded me of how we spent so much time last season when Crystal was like, you overstepped boundaries. Mm-hmm. Like, she clearly has a problem with boundaries. And mm-hmm. it's like an actual fucking thing.
Yeah. But then everybody blamed Crystal, which mm-hmm. makes Sutton feel like her overstepping of boundaries isn't a problem. Right. But whatever.
Exactly. And then another thing everyone lost their shit on was Kyle, how she like was pushing her, which was insane.
Yeah.
But it's okay for Sutton to continuously grab Diana when she's like, stop fucking touching me.
Right.
No.
Right.
No.
But Kyle, literally speaking of, needs to stop like pushing people and grabbing them. And she's done that before.
Stop touching people.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy.
It's truly nuts. And she's like, Sutton, you can't talk to people. That's what she was saying. Yeah. And it's like, Sutton can't talk to people like that, but you can't grab people like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even Sutton was sitting there and she was crying, but she was holding her shoulder. I'm like, okay, this is all enough.
And then she was just like, she's so psychotic how she acts. It's so crazy. Like, she like attacks someone, like basically accuses them of something that's always not nice. Mm-hmm. And then when they react to her, she starts crying.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, I'm trying to be sympathetic. If you want to be a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And like screaming at her. Like, oh my God, you are a lunatic.
Yep. Screaming at her, cussing her out, and then wants to give her a hug at the end, also bawling. And it's just like, you're too much.
You're so much.
Like, I just can't stand
Sutton. Crystal's too much? Bitch, what?
I know.
I can't. I just can't.
Well, and then speaking of too much, then we go into.
No, I almost
can't. I know. Then we go into Erica being drunk. And Erica's on these new medications that clearly she should not be drinking with.
She needs to just not drink or stay home until she gets this medication.
Like, yeah.
Correct.
Agreed. And so then she is trying to hook up with Garcelle's oldest son, Oliver. And then. Who's married and is like, you can tell he's trying to be like respectful, mm-hmm. but also like, because it's his mom's friend, right? Mm-hmm. And he's just kind of like, and she's like, oh, are you turning me down? It's like, bitch, he's too cute for you too,
he's
by the way.
He's too cute. He's your friend's son.
He's your friend's son, weirdo. And you could probably be his mother.
Yeah. True. I mean,
actually, I mean, whatever.
Because her son is older than him, I think.
Yeah. It's like, you want to know what? Whatever.
And then she has the nerve to call his wife his baby mama. Yeah. Which I don't give a shit what people say. That is a microaggression.
Yeah.
It really is. Like, it's, why did you say that?
Right. It's rude.
That's his wife, actually.
Right. So then you can tell, I think Garcelle's, you know, everybody's drinking, but I think she's uncomfortable with it. And mm-hmm. I think Garcelle would have actually said something to Erica later. Mm-hmm. But Garcelle doesn't even have time to say that.
A threesome she offers, by the way.
A threesome. I know. Garcelle doesn't even have time to say anything about Erica literally harassing her oldest son, because then she comes after one of the twins, Jax, and tells him to get the fuck out of here.
Like, aggressive.
What are you doing here?
Flowers.
Just the out of here.
He's gonna...
Don't come out of here.
It was aggressively. It wasn't a joke, because in next week's episode, she's going to say how it wasn't malicious. It was malicious, and it was mean. And Crystal was like, oh, don't listen to them. Yeah. I could tell she was horrified. Yeah.
So first of all, you harassed two of Garcelle's sons in one night on her birthday.
Two out of three.
Bad odds.
Mm-hmm.
And then also one of them is sexually. So mm-hmm. that's great. And the other one is just a fucking child. He's just coming over to get the flowers.
Yeah. Right.
Get the fuck out of here. What are you doing here? Right. Get the fuck out of here. Why would she say that? It's so weird. And the only one that, and you know, you can see that Dorit's uncomfortable, but like, as we always talk about, like, it's not enough to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, you need to just be saying stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And only Crystal is like, don't listen to them, whatever. But then Garcelle, like,
Mama good Bear.
Mom that she is. Yeah. Mama Bear. She comes over and she's like, no, no. And it's not okay.
Yeah.
And you hurt his feelings. Don't talk to him like that. And told him it wasn't okay. Because, like, I don't care. Adults shouldn't be talking.
And then she was like, Jax, I didn't hear you come here. And
she's like, are you fucking kidding me, Garcelle?
Yeah.
Come here, Jax. And I'm like, no.
If I was Jax, I'd be like, I'm getting in the car and I'm running away from the scary drunk lady.
That was so crazy.
Yeah. God. That was insane. And that's not sitting well with anybody who is watching.
Mm-mm.
I think everybody's incredibly...
It's so uncomfortable for, like, so many reasons that we'll get to a little later.
I'm curious to see what the comments are like at the reunion.
Yeah.
Because people are going to eat Erica and Kyle and Dorit alive, which we'll get to in a second. But
so then we have another painful scene, the lunch with Sutton and Kyle, which they're just both painful.
Yeah.
Sutton has these bars that everyone has to meet except for her. Like, it's so crazy. Like, she needs people to apologize to her multiple times, but she lost her shit. When she had she didn't even apologize to Crystal. She just said, we need to get past this. And then Crystal brought it up again. She loses her shit. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People have to apologize to her multiple times. She hates being called a liar, which is fun.
Mm-hmm.
And
calls everybody else a liar.
Everybody else. And then she doesn't like being spoken to aggressively. I'm like, these are all things that maybe you should stop doing to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be dope.
Yeah.
But okay. So the scene in question that everyone lost their shit on Kyle, or one of the things, is that everyone said, which people tend to twist stuff on the socials, that Kyle didn't believe Sutton when she said she had a miscarriage. I didn't get that, per se. What did you think?
Well, I think when you're challenging someone, because Kyle said, I've never heard you talk about this, and the way she said it, like, instead of being like, oh my God, Sutton, you've never told me about this, I'm so sorry.
Because she did say, how are we supposed to know? You've never said that.
I know, but she said it. At first she was like, never heard this.
Yeah.
It was very, like, questioning, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think people are thinking that she didn't. I thought that. I was like, it sounds like she doesn't believe it. And she thinks that Sutton's trying to compare it and knock down, like, use it as, like, oh, we've all been through that kind of thing and knock down Diana. That's how I looked at it.
Yeah. So I looked at it as not that she didn't believe it, but that she was, like, taken aback and been like, are you really doing this right now? Because you're using, again, weaponizing your trauma.
Yeah.
And I don't know why people defend her, because she does. She does that with everything. Mm-hmm. She, like, literally uses it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's done that with her dad's death multiple times to, like, use it to make other people feel bad with, what was it, the Dorit thing?
It was Dorit, getting robbed, because that's why she was so insensitive, because her dad put a gun to her head, and then it was... or gun to his head. And then it was Diana on the boat saying her brother died. And then she was like, yeah, my dad died too.
And that's not it's like she's incapable of being empathetic.
Yeah.
And she just tries to mimic what being empathetic is like. And she's just not. It's like, that's not how you, like, obviously you would be like, oh my God, that's so horrible. Mm-hmm. Like, I know how it feels to lose someone. Like, my dad died and whatever. Yeah. Like, it's weird. It's like she's not capable of doing that. And so then we have the miscarriage thing. And I would have been like, what?
Yeah.
Like, really? Right, right. Now? Like, that's, right. This is so inauthentic. But so, well, I can see that, where people got mad. But I'm like, I don't think she was saying that she didn't believe her. I think she was just like, here you fucking go again.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Well, and then she was like, Kyle was trying to apologize to Sutton.
Mm-hmm.
And Sutton's like, I want you to apologize. And Kyle's like, if you would just stop talking, yeah. I would. I am apologizing right. to you. And
which
I think
it happened to Crystal like 2 episodes prior.
Yeah, right.
Same thing.
Yeah. And Sutton's just, I can't stand Sutton. I've never been a Sutton person. I think mm-hmm. she's annoying. I can't stand her.
No, I think she's,
and for everybody horrible. Who, I like, I would love to be like, be in the brain of somebody who likes her and understand why.
Most people do.
I know.
I think she's a monster, honestly.
I know. A true monster. I okay. agree.
Speaking of monsters, then we have Kyle, Dorit, PK, and Mauricio.
Yeah.
I'm disgusted. So comments were, it's good that she did that. Ha ha. LOL. So funny. It wasn't funny, but it was funny. Well, they're not my kids. And, well, I can give her a pass.
Yeah. So I just want to break this down into a couple things. Kyle is saying that she likes that Erica's getting like that because she's never seen her loosen up. If Erica's way of loosening up is cussing out a 14-year-old kid, don't loosen up. Stay buttoned up. Don't come out of your box. It's not funny. It's not cute. It's really disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I think Dorit is, out of the four sitting there, the worst in this situation, because I'm like, you were there. And not only did you not say anything in the moment, but then you didn't tell all your friends. Like, it actually wasn't funny. It was kind of weird.
Right.
And then
– but you said in your interview, oh, I felt sick. Well, it didn't fucking seem like
that. It didn't seem like it. And I'm like, that was your opportunity to sit down and tell them exactly what happened because mm-hmm. you were literally there watching.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, Kyle and Mauricio, I'm like, why are you glad she did that to him?
Mm-hmm.
That's so weird.
It just, again, with microaggressions, and people can say what they want, but they are actually a real thing. And that's why we have had to sit and watch Kyle, like, be sympathetic to all the petty shit that her family, we have to feel bad for them for.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just regular stuff growing up. If this was one of her fucking kids,
oh, no.
It would be the end of the world. If this was one of PK and Dorit's kids, it would be the end of the world.
Yep.
And it just, there's just this underlying, like, black kids are not, especially young black boys, are not, like, they're supposed to be, they're not considered kids the same way that their white counterparts are.
Right.
And this perpetuates that, and people don't see that because it's not a lived experience.
Right. Well, and even when Dorit and Erica were hiking, Dorit was like, Erica was like, oh, they're not kids, they're 16. And Dorit was like, well, they're actually 14. And I'm like, 16 is still a kid.
So it's a literal child. So,
like, look at your boy when he was 16.
Yeah. And might we talk about how much Erica lost her ever loving fucking mind?
Oh, I went back and I found that picture.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I posted the video of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, this was Erica. Please go watch it if you need a reminder, because it's insane.
Yeah.
Because Eileen is defending someone being like, well, she didn't kill your kid. Like, just figure of speech.
Right.
Erica absolutely fucking loses it.
Shut the
up. Her adult son, by the way. He's an adult.
Yeah.
Who has a job.
Yep.
And is, like, a working person.
Yeah.
In his 30s.
Right.
It's crazy.
It's insane. It's insane. Don't talk about my... And she turns into the devil. Mm-hmm. I seriously think the devil possesses her body in that scene.
It is, and it doesn't stop. It goes on for such a long time. Mm-hmm. So we have all these other kids that, like, they're all supposed to be kids and we feel bad for them and they, you know, have all their shit or whatever.
Yeah.
But then for some reason, Garcelle's kids aren't.
Right.
Aren't proper kids.
Well, and shall we say, like, now everybody's coming after Portia to give Kyle a taste of her own medicine, and we do not condone that. That's not good.
No.
Nobody should go after kids or off limits. Now, Portia doesn't deserve that.
Yeah. You're a monster. If you think that's the answer, you're a literal monster.
Yeah.
You're worse than them. Actually.
Go find old clips of Kyle and throw them in her face. Don't attack Portia.
We have plenty to attack Kyle about. She's a nut job.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I actually like her, but this season she's
But she's still crazy, though.
Yeah, she's not
even
doing
I like her, which is not all the time.
Yeah.
I still think... I mean, you have to be kind of a lunatic to be on the show.
Yeah.
But going after someone's kids, I cannot. Some people who watch this are fucked up. Like, some of the fans are psychotic.
Yeah, psycho.
A lot of them, actually. But then I think it's not good. Also, you know, your reactions to things can make you wrong, right? Like, Garcelle being so quiet is like, we've talked about this before. When you have this many followers and this many diehard fans, you really influence how people think, sadly.
Mm-hmm.
And so if she were to just say, please don't attack other people's kids.
Mm-hmm.
But just for an example, because the show is present too, like Naomi, when, what was her ex-boyfriend's name? From Southern Charm. Naomi from Southern Charm.
Matul. Mm-hmm.
When he cheated on her, she posted, please stop attacking him online.
Yeah.
And people, like, actually responded to that.
Yeah.
Like, Garcelle could do the same, or you could at least just say, please stop attacking other people's kids. And
right.
She doesn't. She's, like, very quiet.
Right.
Like, intentionally.
I know, but I don't know if it's intentional her. Because she didn't say anything about the clips either.
Yeah, I think she does that on purpose. I think she lets people get attacked. Like, she let Crystal get attacked. I think she lets people get attacked online. That's, like, her MO. It's, like, fucked up.
Yeah.
Well,
can't say I wouldn't do the same. I'd be like, get him.
I mean, people get, like, death threats. Like, it's so
bad. Yeah, that's true. That's really sad.
It doesn't take you much to, like, stop people, trying to stop people from attacking other people.
Yeah.
It's not okay.
That's true.
Okay. So that's bad. Not good. But we'll see what happens at the reunion for that. I'm sure it will be a hot topic.
Yes.
And you best believe we will be sending in lots of comments about it. Okay. Sutton's lunch is how we end this very long episode
from hell.
So first of all, Garcelle is talking to, is it Sheree? Or does she say it Sheree? The new person, the friend of.
I don't know.
Well, Garcelle, everyone is like diehard. I'm like, she's been in literally 3 seconds.
Yeah.
What is happening? You guys are too much fans of Garcelle. It's crazy.
Yeah. Too much. Like, too much. She's good, but she's not, like, I don't know, she's not my top.
It's like, if she just brings someone on, you just love them.
Yeah.
You don't even know them.
Right.
Okay, so Erica, has she apologized already, or was that a clip from?
She does apologize, but I think it gets carried into next week.
Yeah. So how awkward was it when she walks in and they're, like, exchanging pleasantries and she's getting a drink and being like, one is my limit. Garcelle's like, yeah.
Zero.
Like, zero is your limit. It's so awkward. So we're going to get to see that next episode, and then we're going to get to see more of Sutton being offended that someone is offended about how she treats them. It's, like, crazy.
I can't stand
it. She's just one of those people that's like, I should be able to say anything I want to people, mm-hmm. and they cannot react.
Teresa Giudice. Yeah.
So
that's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. This season so far has been hypocrisy.
To be clear, everyone's terrible, if we didn't make that clear.
Well, not Crystal hasn't done anything wrong to me yet.
Crystal's perfect.
Yeah. And honestly, Dorit was doing good for me, too, until she just didn't stand up for Jax.
She also got a little crazy with her experience, like, kind of using that to make other people look bad, too, which I'm like, you just can't. We just can't do that.
So. Right. So, moving on.
So, this is a lot more surface. Thank you, Southern Charm, for not being too deep yet.
Yeah.
So, episode 3. I guess first, even though I have almost no interest in them, let's talk about Taylor and Shep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Shep seems to, at this point, just be stringing Taylor along.
Yeah, kind of. He doesn't want to get married. He doesn't want to have kids. And she wants to have a family. And she's very religious, so she doesn't want to have kids until she is married. And then in her interview, she's like, yeah, we talked about it and da-da-da. In his interviews, he's like, having a kid, it ruins your life. It's like...
Yeah. And then I hated his reaction when, I think it was Austin, who was like, well, don't you think you should, like, be honest with her and you're just kind of wasting your time? He's like, no, I just hate that. And he gets all philosophical.
Yeah.
And he's like, didn't we have a good time? Didn't we whatever? And it's like, no.
Right.
It's more than that.
Right.
If you are going towards the same thing and it doesn't work out, great. If you know that you don't want at all what this person wants and you are letting them believe that there's a chance, you are wasting their time and that's fucked up.
Right.
Like, because you might be able to be 50 fucking years old and have a son, but most women can't. So she actually has a biological clock that is not fair for you to just waste.
Right. Well, and even when he was talking to Pringle, he's like, I feel like if you have kids, your life's over. He's like, I feel like if you have kids, you played your cards wrong or you played life wrong or something. He literally says that. And I was like, okay, you shouldn't have kids then. And Pringle was like, well, you just play different.
He says your life how it is over.
Yeah.
It's different.
Right.
But your life is not over.
Right. And Shep's speaking to somebody who literally has children. So.
And I can relate to not wanting to have kids because I don't also. And so I get that. But you have to respect, like, you can't just be telling someone with kids that their life is over.
Right.
That's so rude.
Right.
Like, what the fuck?
It's like, Shep, you see Pringle all the time, which I don't know. I can't believe Pringle's still on the show. He's such a weird addition for me. Like, I'm like, what? Why are you
I kind of love it.
I know.
Because it's just random. He's just a friend.
Random
insight that no one listens
to. Yeah. Everybody, just all his comments go over every single person's head. He's the
only person that's, like, level-headed and reasonable.
Yeah.
But whatever. So that's annoying. I'm like, Taylor, you need to run. And then he also says this is so selfish. He basically is like, no, I'm not going to tell Taylor because it took me this long to find someone I can even tolerate. And I'm like, what a fucked up thing to say on so many levels. Oh my God, that's so gross.
Their relationship, though, just from previews, gets really bad this season.
I think so because of, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. Anyway, so, okay. Then just a fun little tidbit is, again, Whitney and Miss Patricia. Just amazing. I just love him being the most subpar chauffeur that she's ever had and her being not impressed with his services
at all. Not impressed. She's like, should I open this or keep it closed? He's like, open it. She's like, well, I think we're supposed to close it for ice. He's like, just keep it open.
She's like, this is warm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not good. Oh, and every time I see her, I think I feel so bad for Michael.
I know. They really loved him. And then they talk about his dad. And I thought it was so sweet how she talks about his dad. She's just like, you know, he just needed a different type of wife. And I was just traveling and doing my thing, which I'm like, I knew I loved you.
Yeah.
Like, she was just traveling and being into art. I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool.
Yeah. Finding another rich man to be with.
Right. Rich man after rich man. Yeah. And then she's just like, but he's an amazing man. And he's nothing was bad about him and he's perfect. I'm like, that is so cool.
Yeah.
What a cool relationship.
Normalize just respecting people, but not having to be with them.
Right.
If you're just not compatible.
If you're just not compatible. Like, just, you can be friends and it's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we go to another interesting relationship is Madison and Vanita. I thought Vanita was brought on. I didn't know that her and Madison were close friends. I thought she was brought on through Naomi and didn't really know anyone else, but it seems like they're good friends.
Yeah. I don't know what I thought.
So that's interesting. But yeah. Vanita basically trying to explain, like, getting into an argument with Olivia by saying that she's just a fixer. It's like, bitch, no.
Yeah,
no. You were not fixing.
And Madison said, have you lost your mind?
She said that.
She was like, what are you talking about? And she's like, I feel bad for Olivia. All you guys were ganging up on her. Mm-hmm. And it was sad to see. And I'm actually glad that Madison called that out because it was kind of like an attack. And I think they were only attacking her because she had some valid points, actually.
I agree, she did.
Like, it was like, no offense, Naomi, but why are you here if you're not going to take the olive branch and you're just going to throw it back in Captain? Not that either of them were super right or super wrong, but it did feel kind of like I'm going to come to your party as a fuck you, not to make things.
Mm-hmm. And how she, when it showed the clip that she had just been complaining to Olivia the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, that's just rude.
Right.
Just don't show up then.
Exactly.
Why are you complaining about her? Why can't you wait until later?
Or you want to know what? If she made you that mad, why don't you just leave then?
Yeah.
Have a drink, leave.
I do have a caveat to that. Mm-hmm. And that is that, first of all, Olivia walked into the lion's den. And she did try to do something. Like, she did. And then, if it weren't for, who is the woman that was sitting next to Vanita? Who is Catherine's old.
I forget her name.
She worked for her.
Long brown
hair. Yeah.
Who hangs out with Leva.
But if she hadn't piped in, it wouldn't have been such a gang up because it was just actually Vanita and then she started yelling.
Yeah.
So then it seemed like a gang up. But I'm like, but at the same time, Olivia was inserting herself into business with Naomi and Catherine.
That's true.
So it's like, so Vanita was just doing kind of the same thing.
That's true.
So she did ask for it by getting involved in business that's not hers.
That's true.
So, but she had valid points. I just think she should have, like, talk to Naomi by herself if she didn't want to have everyone gang up on her.
Yeah, that's true. A couple drinks, you get a little bit of liquid courage. You're ready to say what's on your mind.
I'm like, oh my God, women can be so catty in a group like that. Like, I would never. I wouldn't, and then expect to not have them fucking come at me, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's true. I always prepare for a fight when I'm ready. I'm like, sleeve up.
Yeah. And then down. Even when she's talking about it after, she's like, I said something. And then the other woman, like, you know, piped in and was like, oh, no, I'm not doing this. It's like, okay, so you're the only one that can talk then. That's just, like, annoying if that's your view on how life works.
Right.
Okay, so let me go to the boys' lunch, which they just annoy the ever-loving shit out of me.
Oh, my God.
Well, really, just Craig and Austin.
Well, Craig and Austin hate each other, and they're supposed to be best friends.
So they're so stupid.
That's what's so annoying about them. They're so fucking dumb.
Okay, so
So basically, was it before or after that Craig met Austin for at like the pier?
After.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So they had actually like worked things out and Austin apologized. And because Craig was like, what if I hadn't told Paige that I hooked up with Naomi? Were you just waiting to use that?
Yeah.
And Austin was like, all right, that was fucked up. Yeah. Like, none of my business, whatever. Right. And Austin and Craig was like, I appreciate you saying that. So they did kind of work things out.
And they
out.
Almost hugged. And they were like, we don't hug. And Austin was like, don't fucking touch me. That was so funny. Okay. So then boys lunch. Craig is downright giddy.
Yeah.
Giddy. Oh, he's about how Austin, like,
he's jumping for joy.
Jumping for joy.
He's like, did you see it? Your ex posted some big
he's so
news.
So excited yeah. for Austin's life to be ruined yeah. over Madison's announcement. And then we just have them. They always, and people always take Craig's side, and it really annoys me because it's super fucking sexist. But everyone like demonizes, or a lot of people demonize Madison. And I'm like, do you see the things they say about her?
Yeah.
Like, it is vile.
Right.
It's so fucking gross.
And she's just way too good for Austin.
She's just way too good for Austin.
She's not only more beautiful, but just in just more perfect. And more of a hard worker. Remember when she was running her salon?
Yeah.
And he was doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that literally is a nothing. Turnoff yeah. to anyone.
To every single person.
And
Chelsea. Like, you didn't learn from Chelsea, yeah, apparently. And right. where is Chelsea?
By I the don't way? Know, but she was so perfect. I loved her.
Anyway, so they're just always so bothered by her.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't be less bothered by them. Mm-hmm. And they just lose it over her. And so now they're freaking out because she's, why is she doing this announcement or whatever? I'm like, mm-hmm. Craig. You literally have an entire business because mm-hmm. of this fucking show.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you make money. Mm-hmm. Like, why would she not do that if she's going right. to get paid to do it? Makes right. no sense. That's a hustle.
Exactly. Yeah.
So they're insane. But, and then there's.
And then they're like, well, and she only got engaged. They've only been together for 5 months. Da, 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 da. I was like, Craig, didn't you move in with Naomi very shortly after dating her and things exploded and didn't work out and they went horribly wrong?
True.
But. Call me crazy.
Yeah.
And you want to know what? Some short-term relationships, some short-term dating relationships just work.
Yeah. They work. Do. And also, he's really hot.
He's so hot.
They look really good.
And she makes him so happy.
Yeah. That's great. So fuck
she
off.
Makes, no, he makes her so yeah, happy.
I'm sure she makes him happy too.
Yeah.
Who
and he's
knows?
Way I'm better than Austin. Are we, I mean, are we just
gonna... And then Austin's like, if I needed any more reason to not have her in my life, I'm like, bitch, no, she's over she's, you.
You're not... It's crazy when guys think that, like...
So like Craig to Naomi.
Yeah.
Thinking that she's still obsessed with him and always
I feel like
them.
I have somebody in my life like that, too.
We won't talk about it.
No, we don't need to talk about it. I'm just like, what the fuck? What makes you think that you can be in my life? I've already uninvited you.
Like,
I've
you don't
uninvited,
exist in
I've
my
unsubscribed,
brain.
I've unfollowed, I've done all the things, and you think that you still have control?
Yeah.
Have you... Whatever, whatever. It's like, I can't even talk about this.
Meanwhile, she walks in... And even with a date, he loses his mind.
Yeah, right.
So there's that. But then, bless Pringle, he's just like, well, she seems happy.
Yeah.
So, just no one's listening.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. Okay. And then, and just one more thing. And then fucking, what's his face? Shep's like, dodged a massive bullet there, a missile. And I'm like, no, actually she did.
Yeah.
She actually dodged. She's the bullet dodger.
Yeah. In this scenario. And Shep, shut the fuck up.
Shep, you're the missile that Taylor needs to be dodging. Yeah. So
you're a missile that the entire state of South Carolina.
I was wondering if you were
going to. I had to think Charleston, North Carolina. Is it North Carolina or South Carolina?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So the final scene, which is just like, fucking Christ. All right. So Catherine and Caleb.
Schleb.
Who fucking spells his name? Schleb. I'm not over it. Okay. First of all, leading Schleb. Up to this, it makes me mad because I like his mom and he seems to have a really good relationship with her. And then watching him talk to her and be like, she tries to like take time away from my family.
Yeah.
And like, you can hang out with them when I have nothing else to do, which yeah. I 100% believe it.
Yeah.
And then she tries to call his mom and turn his mom against her.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. There turn is his mom against him.
His mom against him.
Yeah.
Yes. Sorry. Turn his mom against her. That'd not her. And like, there's venting, obviously, when we're close to our in-laws. Like, we always, mm-hmm. like, you can vent to them. But then there's kind of trying to manipulate it mm-hmm. and be like, I'm the victim. And he's just been like this. And yeah. take my side and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That's not good.
And how could, with, I mean, people's past tell a story about them. not that you should judge everybody based on their past, but like Catherine's a nut case, and Caleb, I really like Caleb.
Yeah, I really like him too. He seems so chill.
He seems so.
And he calls her out and is like, I don't have problems like this with my friends. Yeah. Like, that's not good.
Right. And she's like, everyone comes after me. And it's like, why don't you self-reflect, look in a mirror and see things that you do that are crazy? Yeah. Remember your best friend, Danny, how you ignored her calls for four days and she had to get a wellness check on you?
And then you were mad at her.
And then you were mad at her.
For making sure you're alive, you crazy person.
Yeah. And then, but then Caleb comes back and he's like, Catherine, and they're kind of going back and forth, but something that sat with me was he's like, you just kind of threw your kids at me too. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that was enlightening for me.
In what way? I didn't know what to make of that, so I'm not sure yet.
Because I was like, you know, that's kind of overwhelming, and I can see how when somebody has kids, they want their kids to be as big of a part of of their life as they are yours. Mm-hmm. And it's like that relationship needs time to grow.
Right.
You don't get to just throw your kids on people and be like, oh, this is your new stepdad and this do everything with them.
And I could see her 100% doing that.
Exactly. And
it's then being mad if they didn't. So she's so take in every relationship. Yeah. And she does not care what she's offering the other person in a relationship of any kind.
Yeah. And even, for example, she literally said, because he's like, I'm just feeling overwhelmed. And she goes, if you're feeling overwhelmed emotionally, maybe you should not be in a relationship. That's not true. That's such a selfish asshole thing to say.
So selfish.
People have the right to feel emotionally overwhelmed and have their partner work with them.
That's what you have a partner for, is to help you through things like that.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
So, I don't know. I don't.
Maybe you shouldn't be in a relationship if you can't be there for someone who's going through something.
Exactly.
And also, maybe you shouldn't be the reason why someone's overwhelmed.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about you should be like, I'm sorry, I've been overwhelming you because I'm a needy asshole.
Right.
It's so crazy. But exactly. I get what you're... See, when you said the kid thing, it was so... I didn't have any other context. I'm like, I need him to comment more on that. Like, what do you mean by that? So I didn't know what to think of it. But
that's just how I took it.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Definitely makes sense. Okay, well, yeah. This season's going to pop off, that's for sure.
I'm so excited.
There's a lot of, energies. Of stuff. Yeah, for sure.
My hands, my skin is the weakest organism I have on my body.
Organism?
What?
Oh, I just love that. This is great. Everything's great. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Joseph Reality, the podcast. I'm Jazz.
And I'm Jade.
And we are back after having a week of 4th of July off. Happy belated 4th, even though there's nothing but freedom to celebrate, but do what you have to do.
Well, there is if you can't have children.
Okay, so we have a few shows where... I mean, most shows skipped a week, but we are only going to talk about the most recent shows that came on. And so we're looking at the Beverly Hills on last week, Southern Charm episode 3, Ultimate Girls Trip episode 4, and then Atlanta episode 9. But to start it all off,
we have big news.
Big news. Jen Shah literally. At the bell, changed her
plea
to guilty.
Guilty.
Guilty, y'all.
Guilty, which means she's facing up to 11 to 14 years.
11 to 14.
Apologized for everything she did.
Mm-hmm.
Knew she was scamming people.
Said, yep, I knew, and I did it anyway. Yep. I'm so sorry, Judge.
Yep. I want to right my wrongs and put this past me. I'm like, oh, no, sister. You have a lot of work to do before you right your wrongs and put it past you. And on top of that, rumor has it she hasn't been living with her husband either. Well, she's been living with this female.
What?
She's been living with this random person, gal.
Weird. Okay.
Yeah.
That's weird. Yeah. And Meredith and Whitney, was it, has been in New York supporting her. And Meredith popped off the other day being like, I don't know about you, but I live in a country where you are innocent until proven guilty. La, da, da, da. And people were like, oh, really? Like, literally, a few months ago, you were saying...
Wouldn't even be around her.
Yeah. Wouldn't be around her.
Yeah.
So...
I know. I can't wait to see this season because I want to see how things turned and where they turned and what's going on. But I was looking back at all the things and I'm like, that didn't age well when she would tweet mm-hmm. people back and be like, the only thing I'm guilty, mm-hmm. you need to check your facts and mm-hmm. you guys will see once I'm innocent. Her literal tagline that said, the only thing I'm guilty of is being Shawmazy. Yeah. The reunion when she was trying to explain her business.
Yeah. The reunion popping off all season, turning all the women against each other because for who is doubting her.
Yeah.
Like trying to create a who could be more loyal to her.
Yeah.
Had them fighting with each other and not questioning her at all.
Being so defensive mm-hmm. over if anybody asked her questions.
Screaming.
Yeah.
So these are just some of the things that I recall, yeah. Jen, that we're not going to let go so easily.
But you want to know what? When she was being so defensive, I'm like, there's something more to the story here.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, mm-hmm. you know, there's a way to handle it where obviously you're frustrated when everybody's asking about it, even if you are innocent, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's a way to handle it where it's so manipulative mm-hmm. where it's like, oh, yeah, 100%. There's something.
You still aren't able to explain literally mm-hmm. anything.
Puzzle pieces aren't adding up. Yeah. Things are just kind of in.
Then leaked footage of you treating your employees like garbage
yeah.
and not paying them.
Yep.
That comes out. It's just a fucking disaster.
It's all bad. It's all bad, not good.
So that's going to be something we're going to be following, and I can't wait for the season.
I can't wait for the season, and I can't wait to know how many years of prison she gets.
I know.
That's going to be crazy. So crazy. Because I don't feel like she's going to get off. And doesn't she owe like a $9.5 million fine?
I don't know.
I'll put my investigation cap on after this.
Hey, if you guys know anything, just send it to us on the socials.
Yeah. I'll share it. I'll share everything.
We will share anything you want. Okay. So let's get to the recaps here.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to start with Beverly Hills, which is like, this show is just, we've gone off the rails entirely.
Yeah.
Every week, there's a different enemy. Mm-hmm. Like, literally. Like, Crystal was public. Well, actually, Sutton kind of was for 1 second, and then Crystal was, and mm-hmm. then it was Diana,
mm-hmm.
and now it's Kyle.
Oh, people are coming after Kyle.
Really coming after Kyle. So we'll talk about that. Okay, so let's start with where it opens up. So first, we're just continuing on this very painful conversation between Sutton and Diana.
It's horrible.
It's horrible. Like you said offline, everyone's in the wrong.
Yeah.
But Sutton is in the most wrong.
Yeah.
And she's awful. And even, like, for the episode beforehand, I'm like, people are just set on hating Diana, right?
Yeah.
But as far as Housewives go, she, like, completely brought it. This episode, like, she has called out Sutton.
Mm-hmm.
Like, has been, like, she called out, came with, like, so shady with her book.
Mm-hmm.
And was, like, signed it and called Garcelle out for that. And then she took Sutton head on. I'm like, if this were anyone else, you guys would be, like, praising her.
Yeah, right. And I feel like if she wouldn't have came after that black woman, I forget her Instagram. Oh, yeah. I feel like people actually wouldn't hate Diana right now.
Yeah, right.
I feel like that is what ruined her reputation, mm-hmm. which rightfully so, that was horrible. But I feel like people were really getting on the up and up, and then that happened. Now everybody's mm-hmm. against her.
Mm-hmm. That was weird.
That was so weird.
I was like, do you not understand how this works? Like, do you not understand how many people are going to see this? I'm so confused.
I don't know. That was really, that or was maybe crazy.
Maybe she just thinks she can claim the language thing for everything. I don't really know.
I don't know either.
But it was rowdy. So anyway, so we have Sutton, who is notorious for literally attacking people. And then when she knows she's in the wrong, she just starts crying and becoming the victim. It is crazy.
God, I everyone can't stand her.
Just buys into her bullshit. Mm-hmm. It drives me absolutely not. So she pulls Diana aside to be like, basically be like, you're lying about your miscarriage is not that serious.
Mm-hmm.
And you're lying to us, mm-hmm. like kind of, and then tried to mask it later.
Cause she was talking about the bed resting.
Yeah, exactly. She's
like, and it's like, if somebody's sick and needs to be on bed rest, mm-hmm. just let them be.
Yeah.
And if they're feeling fine.
If they want to try to make it for an hour, then you should just be happy that they're there. And it's not even your fucking party. So shut the
exactly.
fuck up. And then everyone just like, came so hard at Kyle for like what she said about Sutton, like when her reaction to Sutton's miscarriage thing.
Yeah.
No one said anything about how Sutton reacted to Diana.
Yeah.
Like, you guys can't be so biased. Like this is just not good.
Right.
And then so the thing that bothered me the most is Sutton just keeps touching Diana. And I am a personal space person. So if someone's hanging on me like that, I lose my fucking. And she stays calm. She's like, don't touch, and she continues to do it.
Right.
It's like some weird, like,
well, and she's like, I think she even says, like, this time I'm trying to show you sympathy. It's like, but I don't want you to touch me.
Yeah, and also, why is showing sympathy so hard for you.
Yeah.
It's weird to me that you have to try so hard to be sympathetic to people.
Yeah. It is bizarre.
And then just reminded me of how we spent so much time last season when Crystal was like, you overstepped boundaries. Mm-hmm. Like, she clearly has a problem with boundaries. And mm-hmm. it's like an actual fucking thing.
Yeah. But then everybody blamed Crystal, which mm-hmm. makes Sutton feel like her overstepping of boundaries isn't a problem. Right. But whatever.
Exactly. And then another thing everyone lost their shit on was Kyle, how she like was pushing her, which was insane.
Yeah.
But it's okay for Sutton to continuously grab Diana when she's like, stop fucking touching me.
Right.
No.
Right.
No.
But Kyle, literally speaking of, needs to stop like pushing people and grabbing them. And she's done that before.
Stop touching people.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy.
It's truly nuts. And she's like, Sutton, you can't talk to people. That's what she was saying. Yeah. And it's like, Sutton can't talk to people like that, but you can't grab people like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even Sutton was sitting there and she was crying, but she was holding her shoulder. I'm like, okay, this is all enough.
And then she was just like, she's so psychotic how she acts. It's so crazy. Like, mm-hmm. she like attacks someone, like basically accuses them of something that's always not nice. Mm-hmm. And then when they react to her, she starts crying.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, I'm trying to be sympathetic. If you want to be a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And like screaming at her. And like, oh my God, you are a lunatic.
Yep. Screaming at her, cussing her out, and then wants to give her a hug at the end. Also bawling. And it's just like, you're too much.
You're so much.
Like, I just can't stand
Crystal's
Sutton.
Crystal's too much? Bitch, what?
I know.
I can't. I just can't.
Well, and then speaking of too much, then we go into...
No, I almost
can't. I know. Then we go into Erica being drunk. And Erica's on these new medications that clearly she should not be drinking with.
She needs to just not drink or stay home until she gets this medication.
Like, yeah.
Correct.
Agreed. And so then she is trying to hook up with Garcelle's oldest son, Oliver. And then...
Who's married
and is like, you can tell he's trying to be like respectful, mm-hmm. but also like, because it's his mom's friend, right? Mm-hmm. And he's just kind of like, and she's like, oh, are you turning me down? It's like, bitch, he's too cute for you too,
he's
by the way.
He's too cute. He's your friend's son.
He's your friend's son, weirdo. And you could probably be his mother.
Yeah. True. I mean,
Actually, I mean, whatever.
Because her son is older than him, I think.
Yeah. It's actually. Like, you want to know what? Whatever.
And then she has the nerve to call his wife his baby mama.
Yeah.
Which I don't give a shit what people say. That is a microaggression.
Yeah.
It really is. Like, why did you say that?
Right. It's rude.
That's his wife, actually.
Right. So then you can tell, I think Garcelle's, you know, everybody's drinking, but I think she's uncomfortable with it. And mm-hmm. I think Garcelle would have actually said something to Erica later.
Mm-hmm.
But Garcelle doesn't even have time to say that.
A threesome she offers, by the way.
A threesome, I know. Garcelle doesn't even have time to say anything about Erica literally harassing her oldest son, because then she comes after one of the twins, Jax, and tells him to get the fuck out of here.
Like, aggressive.
What are you doing here?
Flowers.
Don't come out of here.
It was aggressively. It wasn't a joke, because then next week's episode, she's going to say how it wasn't malicious. It was malicious and it was mean. And Crystal was like, don't listen to them. Yeah. I could tell she was horrified. Yeah.
So first of all, you harassed two of Garcelle's sons in one night on her birthday.
Two out of three.
Bad odds.
Mm-hmm.
And then also one of them is sexually. So mm-hmm. that's great. And the other one is just a fucking child. He's just coming over to get the flowers.
Yeah. Right.
Get the fuck out of here. What are you doing here?
Right.
Get the fuck out of here. Why would she say
that? Why would she say that?
It's so weird. And the only one, and you know, you can see that Dorit's uncomfortable, but like, as we always talk about, like, it's not enough to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, you need to just be saying stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And only Crystal is like, don't listen to them, whatever. But then Garcelle, like,
Mama Bear,
she comes over and she's like, no, and it's not okay.
Yeah.
And don't, you hurt his feelings, don't talk to him like that, and told him it wasn't okay, because like, I don't care. Adults shouldn't be talking.
And then she was like, Jax, I didn't hurt you, come here. And
she's
I was like,
are you fucking kidding me, Garcelle?
Yeah.
Come here, Jax. And I'm like, no.
If I was Jax, I'd be like, I'm getting in the car and I'm running away from the scary drunk lady.
That was so crazy.
Yeah. God. That was insane. And that's not sitting well with anybody who's watching.
Mm-mm.
I think everybody's incredibly...
It's so uncomfortable for, like, so many reasons that we'll get to a little later.
I'm curious to see what the comments are like at the reunion.
Yeah.
Because people are going to eat Erica and Kyle and Dorit alive, which we'll get to in a second. But
so then we have another painful scene, the lunch with Sutton and Kyle, which they're just both painful.
Yeah.
Sutton has these bars that everyone has to meet except for her. Like, mm-hmm. it's so crazy. Like, she needs people to apologize to her multiple times, but mm-hmm. she lost her shit when she had a kind... She didn't even apologize to Crystal. She mm-hmm. just said, we need to get past this. And then Crystal brought it up again. She loses her shit. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people have to apologize to her multiple times. She hates being called a liar, which is fun.
Mm-hmm. And calls everybody else a liar.
Everybody else. And then she doesn't like being spoken to aggressively. I'm like, mm-hmm. These are all things that maybe you should stop doing to other people. Mm-hmm. And that would be dope.
Yeah.
But, okay, so the scene in question that everyone lost their shit on Kyle, or one of the things, is that everyone said, which people tend to twist stuff on the socials, that Kyle... didn't believe Sutton when she said she had a miscarriage. I didn't get that, per se. What did you think?
Well, I think when you're challenging someone, because Kyle said, I've never heard you talk about this. Mm-hmm. And the way she said it, instead of being like, oh my God, Sutton, you've never told me about this. I'm so sorry.
It was, 'cause she did say, how are we supposed to know? You've never said that.
I know, but she said it. At first she was like, never heard this.
Yeah.
It was very questioning, you know, mm-hmm. and that's why I think people are thinking that she didn't. I thought that I was like, it sounds like she doesn't believe it, and she thinks that Sutton's trying to compare it and knock down, use it as oh, we've all been through that kind of thing, mm-hmm. and knock down Diana. That's how I looked at it.
Yeah, so I looked at it as not that she didn't believe it, but that she was taken aback and been like, are you really doing this right now? Because mm-hmm. you're using again weaponizing your trauma.
Yeah,
And I don't know why people defend her, because she does. She does that with everything. Mm-hmm. She, literally uses it. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's done that with her dad's death multiple times, mm-hmm. to, use it to make other people feel bad with, what was it, the Dorit thing?
It was Dorit, getting robbed, because yeah. that's why she was so insensitive, because her dad put a gun to her head, and then mm-hmm. it was or gun to his head. And then it was Diana on the boat saying mm-hmm. her brother died. And then she was like, yeah, my dad died too.
And that's not what it's like. She's incapable of being empathetic.
Yeah.
And she just tries to mimic what being empathetic is like. And she's just not. It's like, that's not how you, obviously you would be like, oh my God, that's so horrible. Mm-hmm. I know how it feels to lose someone. Like, my dad died and whatever. Yeah. It's weird. It's like, she's not capable of doing that. And so then we have the miscarriage thing. And I would have been like, what?
Yeah.
Really? Right now? Like, that's right. This is so inauthentic. But so I can see where people got mad. But I'm like, I don't think she was saying that she didn't believe her. I think she was just like, here you fucking go again.
Yeah. But whatever. Well, and then she was like, Kyle was trying to apologize to Sutton. Mm-hmm. And Sutton's like, I want you to apologize. And Kyle's like, if you would just stop talking, yeah. I am apologizing to you. And I think
happened to Crystal two episodes prior.
Yeah, right.
Same thing.
Yeah. And Sutton's just, I can't stand Sutton. I've never been a Sutton person. I think mm-hmm. she's annoying. I can't stand her.
No, I think
she's And for everybody horrible. Who I would love to be in the brain of somebody who likes her and understand why.
Most people do.
I know.
I think she's a monster, honestly. I know.
A true monster. Okay. I agree.
Speaking of monsters, then we have Kyle, Dorit, PK, and Mauricio.
Yeah.
I'm disgusted. So comments were, it's good that she did that. Ha ha, LOL. So funny. It wasn't funny, but it was funny. Well, they're not my kids. And, well, I can give her a pass.
Yeah. So I just want to break this down into a couple things. Kyle is saying that she likes that Erica's getting like that because she's never seen her loosen up. If Erica's way of loosening up is cussing out a 14-year-old kid, don't loosen up. Stay buttoned up. Don't come out of your box. It's not funny. It's not cute. It's really disrespectful. Mm-hmm. Two, I think Dorit is, out of the four sitting there, the worst in this situation, because I'm like, you were there. And not only did you not say anything in the moment, but then you didn't tell all your friends. It actually wasn't funny. It was kind of weird.
Right.
And then
– but you said in your interview, oh, I felt sick. Well, it didn't fucking seem like
it. Well, it didn't seem like it. And I'm like, that was your opportunity to sit down and tell them exactly what happened, because mm-hmm. you were literally there watching.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, Kyle and Mauricio, I'm like, why are you glad she did that to him? Mm-hmm. That's so weird.
It just, again, with microaggressions, and people can say what they want, but they are actually a real thing. And that's why we have had to sit and watch Kyle, be sympathetic to all the petty shit that her family, we have to feel bad for them for.
Yeah.
Just regular stuff growing up. if this was one of her fucking kids,
oh, no.
It would be the end of the world. If this was one of PK and Dorit's kids, it would be the end of the world.
Yep.
And it just, there's just this underlying, like, Black kids are not, especially young Black boys, are not, like, they're supposed to be, they're not considered kids the same way that their white counterparts are.
Right.
And this perpetuates that, and people don't see that because it's not a lived experience.
Right. Well, and even when Dorit and Erica were hiking, Dorit was like, Erica was like, they're not kids, they're 16. And Dorit was like, well, they're actually 14. And I'm like, 16 is still a kid.
So it's a literal child, so.
Like, look at your boy when he was 16.
Yeah, and might we talk about how much Erica lost her ever-loving fucking mind.
Oh, I went back and I found that picture.
Yeah.
And I was like.
I posted the video of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, this was Erica. Please go watch it.
Yeah.
If you need a reminder, because it's insane.
Yeah.
Because Eileen is defending someone being like, well, she didn't kill your kid. Like, just figure of speech.
Right.
Erica absolutely fucking loses it.
Shut the
fuck up. Her adult son, by the way. He's an adult.
Yeah.
Who has a job.
Yep.
And is like a working person.
Yeah.
In his 30s.
Right.
It's crazy.
It's insane. It's insane. Don't talk about my... And she turns into the devil. Mm-hmm. I seriously think the devil possesses her body in that scene.
And it doesn't stop. It goes on for such a long time. Mm-hmm. So we have all these other kids that, like, they're all supposed to be kids and we feel bad for them and they, you know, have all their shit or whatever.
Yeah.
But then for some reason, Garcelle's kids aren't.
Right.
Aren't proper kids.
Well, and shall we say, like... Now everybody's coming after Portia to give Kyle a taste of her own medicine, and we do not condone that. That's not good.
No.
Nobody should go after kids or off limits. Now, Portia doesn't deserve that.
Yeah, you're a monster. If you think that's the answer, you're a literal monster.
Yeah.
You're worse than them.
Go find old clips of Kyle and throw them in her face. Don't attack Portia.
We have plenty to attack Kyle about. She's a nut job.
Yeah. Well, I actually like her, but this season she's
But she's still crazy, though.
She's not
even
doing
when I like her, which is not all the time.
Yeah.
I still think... I mean, you have to be kind of a lunatic to be on the show.
Yeah.
But going after someone's kids, I cannot. Some people who watch this are fucked up. Like, some of the fans are psychotic.
Yeah, psycho.
A lot of them, actually. But then I think it's not good. Also, you know, your reactions to things can make you wrong, right? Like, Garcelle being so quiet is like, we've talked about this before. When you have this many followers and this many diehard fans, you really influence how people think, sadly.
Mm-hmm.
And so if she were to just say, please don't attack other people's kids.
Mm-hmm.
Just for an example, because the show is present too. Like Naomi, when, what was her ex-boyfriend's name? From Southern Charm. Naomi from Southern Charm.
Matul.
Mm-hmm. When he cheated on her, she posted, please stop attacking him online.
Yeah.
And people like actually responded to that.
Yeah.
Like Garcelle could do the same, or you could at least just say, please stop attacking other people's kids.
Right.
And she doesn't. She's like very quiet.
Right.
Like intentionally.
I know, but I don't know if it's intentional because she didn't say anything about the clips either.
I think she does that on purpose. I think she lets people get attacked. Like she let Crystal get attacked. I think she lets people get attacked online. That's like her MO. It's like fucked up.
Yeah.
Well,
can't say I wouldn't do the same. I'd be like, get him.
I mean, people get like death threats. Like, it's so
bad. Yeah, that's true. That's really sad.
It doesn't take you much to like stop people, trying to stop people from attacking other people.
Yeah.
It's not
okay. That's true.
Okay. So that's bad. Not good. But we'll see what happens at the reunion for that. I'm sure it will be a hot topic.
Yes.
And you best believe we will be sending in lots of comments about it. Okay. Sutton's lunch is how we end this. Very long episode
from hell.
So first of all, Garcelle is talking to, is it Sheree? Or does she say it Sheree? The new person, the friend of.
I don't know.
Well, Garcelle, everyone is like diehard. I'm like, she's been in literally 3 seconds.
Yeah.
What is happening? You guys are too much fans of Garcelle. It's crazy.
Yeah. Too much. Like too much. She's good, but she's not like, I don't know, she's not my top.
It's like if she just brings someone on, you just love them.
Yeah,
you don't even know them.
Right.
Okay, so Erica, has she apologized already, or was that a clip from?
She does apologize, but I think it gets carried into next week.
Yeah. So how awkward was it when she walks in and they're like exchanging pleasantries and she's getting a drink and being like, one is my limit? Garcelle's like,
zero.
Like, zero is your limit. It's so awkward. So we're going to get to see that next episode, and then we're going to get to see more of Sutton being offended that someone is offended about how she treats them. It's like crazy.
I can't stand
She's just one of those people that's like, I should be able to say anything I want to people, mm-hmm. and they cannot react.
Teresa Giudice. Yeah. So that's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. This season so far has been hypocrisy.
To be clear, everyone's terrible, if we didn't make that clear.
Well, not Craig. Crystal hasn't done anything wrong to me yet.
Crystal's perfect.
Yeah. And honestly, Dorit was doing good for me, too, until she just didn't stand up for
Jax. She also got a little crazy with her experience, like, kind of using that to make other people look bad, too, which I'm like, you just can't. We just can't do that.
So. Right. So, moving on.
So, alas, this is a lot more surface. Thank you, Southern Charm, for not being too deep yet.
Yeah.
So, episode 3. I guess first, even though I have almost no interest in them, let's talk about Taylor and Shep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Shep seems to, at this point, just be stringing Taylor along.
Yeah. Kind of. He doesn't want to get married. He doesn't want to have kids. And she wants to have a family. And she's very religious, so she doesn't want to have kids until she is married. And then in her interview, she's like, yeah, we talked about it and da da da. In his interviews, he's like, having a kid, it ruins your life. It's like...
Yeah. And then I hated his reaction when, I think it was Austin, who was like, well, don't you think you should, like, be honest with her and you're just kind of wasting your time? He's like, no, I just hate that. And he gets all philosophical.
Yeah.
And he's like, didn't we have a good time? Didn't we whatever? And it's like, no. Right. It's more than that.
Right.
If you are going towards the same thing and it doesn't work out, great. If you know that you don't want at all what this person wants and you are letting them believe that there's a chance, you are wasting their time and that's fucked up.
Right.
Like, because you might be able to be 50 fucking years old and have a son, but most women can't. So she actually has a biological clock that is not fair for you to just waste.
Right. Well, and even when he was talking to Pringle, he's like, I feel like if you have kids, your life's over. He's like, I feel like if you have kids, you played your cards wrong or you played life wrong or something. He literally says that. And I was like, okay, you shouldn't have kids then. And Pringle was like, well, you just played different.
He says your life how it is over.
Yeah.
It's different.
Right.
But your life is not over.
Right. And Shep's speaking to somebody who literally has children. So.
And I can relate to not wanting to have kids because I don't also. And so I get that. But you have to respect, like, you can't just be telling someone with kids that their life is over.
Right.
That's so rude.
Right.
Like, what the fuck?
It's like, Shep, you see Pringle all the time, which, I don't know, I can't believe Pringle's still on the show. He's such a weird addition for me. Like, I'm like, what are you
I kind of love it.
I know.
Because it's just random. He's just a friend.
Random
insight that no one listens
to. Yeah. Everybody, just all his comments go over every single person's head.
He's the only person that's, like, level-headed and reasonable.
Yeah.
But... whatever. So that's annoying. I'm like, Taylor, you need to run. And then he also says, this is so selfish. He basically is like, no, I'm not going to tell Taylor because it took me this long to find someone I can even tolerate. And I'm like, what a fucked up thing to say on so many levels. Oh my God. That's so gross.
Their relationship though, just from previews I think it gets really bad this season.
I think so because of,
Yeah.
We'll see. Anyway. So, okay. Then just a fun little tidbit is, again, Whitney and Miss Patricia. Just amazing. I just love him being the most subpar chauffeur that she's ever had and her being not impressed with his services.
Not impressed. She's like, should I open this or keep it closed? He's like, open it. She's like, well, I think we're supposed to close it, Bryce. He's like, just keep it open. She's like, this is
warm.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Oh, and every time I see her, I think... I feel so bad for Michael.
I know. They really loved him. And then they talk about his dad. And I thought it was so sweet how she talks about his dad. She's just like, you know, he just needed a different type of wife. And I was just traveling and doing my thing, which I'm like, I knew I loved you.
Yeah.
Like, she was just traveling and being into art. I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool.
Yeah. Finding another rich man to be with.
Right. Rich man after rich man. Yeah. And then she's just like, but he's an amazing man. And he's nothing was bad about him and he's perfect. I'm like, that is so cool.
Yeah.
What a cool relationship.
Normalize just respecting people, but not having to be with them.
Right.
If you're just not compatible.
If you're just not compatible. Like, just you can be friends and it's great.
Yeah.
Okay. So then we go to another interesting relationship is Madison and Vanita. I thought Vanita was brought on. I didn't know that her and Madison were close friends. I thought she was brought on through Naomi and didn't really know anyone else, but it seems like they're good friends.
Yeah. I don't know what I thought.
So that's interesting. But Vanita basically trying to explain, like, getting into an argument with Olivia
yeah.
by saying that she's just a fixer. It's like, yeah. bitch, no.
Yeah.
You
no.
were not fixing.
And Madison said,
she said,
I have you lost your mind? She said that. She was like, what are you talking about? And she's like, I feel bad for Olivia. All you guys were ganging up on her. Mm-hmm. And it was sad to see. And yeah. I'm actually glad that Madison called that out because it was kind of like an attack. And I think they were only attacking her because she had some valid points, actually.
I agree, she did.
Like, it was like, yeah, no offense, Naomi, but why are you here if you're not going to take the olive branch and you're just going to throw it back in Captain? Not that either of them were super right or super wrong, but it did feel kind of like I'm going to come to your party as a fuck you, not to make things.
Mm-hmm. And how right. she, when it showed the clip that she had just been complaining to Olivia the whole time, yeah. it's like, that's just rude.
Right.
Just don't show up then.
Exactly.
Why are you complaining about her? Why can't right. you wait until later?
Or you want to know what? If she made you that mad, why don't you just leave then?
Yeah.
Have a drink, leave.
I do have a caveat to that. Mm-hmm. And that is that, first of all, Olivia walked into the lion's den. And she did try to do something. Like, mm-hmm. she did. And then, if it weren't for, who is the woman that is next, was sitting next to Benita, who is Catherine's old.
I forget her name.
She worked for her.
Long brown hair.
Yeah.
Who hangs out with Leva.
But if, yes. Mm-hmm. But if she hadn't piped in, it wouldn't have been such a gang up because it was just actually Benita and then she started yelling.
Yeah.
So then it seemed like a gang up. But I'm like, but at the same time, Olivia was inserting herself into business with Naomi and Catherine.
That's true.
So it's like, so Benita was just doing kind of the same thing.
That's true.
So she did ask for it by getting involved in business that's not hers.
That's true.
So, but she had valid points. I just think she should have, like, talk to Naomi by herself if she
yeah.
didn't want to have everyone gang up on her.
Yeah, that's true. Just but saying. A couple drinks, you get a little bit of liquid courage. You're ready to say what's on your mind.
I'm like, oh my God, women can be so catty in a group like that. Like, I would never.
I
wouldn't, and then expect to not have them fucking come at me, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's true. I always prepare for a fight when I'm ready. I'm like, sleeve up.
Yeah. And then down. Even when she's talking about it after, she's like, I said something. And then the other woman, like, you know, piped in and was like, oh, no, I'm not doing this. It's like, okay, so you're the only one that can talk then? That's just, like, annoying if that's your view on how life works.
Right.
Okay, so let me go to the boys' lunch, which they just annoy the ever-loving shit out of me.
Oh, my God.
Well, really, just Craig and Austin.
Well, Craig and Austin hate each other, and they're supposed to be best friends. So
they're so stupid.
That's what's so annoying about them. They're so fucking dumb.
Okay, so basically, was it before or after that Craig met Austin at the pier?
After.
Oh, okay.
So they had actually, like, worked things out, and Austin apologized, and because Craig was like, what if I hadn't told Paige that I hooked up with Naomi? Were you just waiting to use that?
Yeah.
And Austin was like, all right, that was fucked up. Yeah. Like, none of my business, whatever. Right. And Craig was like, I appreciate you saying that. So they did kind of work things out.
And they almost hugged. And they were like, we don't hug. And Austin was like, don't fucking touch me. That was so funny. Okay, so then boys lunch. Craig is downright giddy.
Yeah.
Giddy.
Oh, he's
about how Austin, like,
he's getting jumping for joy.
Joy.
He's like, did you see it? Your ex posted some big news.
He's so excited for Austin's life to be ruined over Madison's announcement. And then we just have them. They always, and people always take Craig's side, and it really annoys me because it's super fucking sexist. But everyone, like, demonizes, or a lot of people demonize Madison. And I'm like, do you see the things they say about her?
Yeah.
Like, it is vile.
Right.
It's so fucking gross.
And she's just way too good for Austin.
She's just way too good for Austin.
She's not only more beautiful, but just more perfect. And more of a hard worker. Remember when she was running her salon?
Yeah.
And he was doing nothing?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that
literally
is a turnoff to anyone.
To every single person.
And
Chelsea. Like, you didn't learn from Chelsea, apparently. And
right.
Where is Chelsea,
by the way? I don't know, but she was so perfect. I loved her.
So they're just always so bothered by her.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't be less bothered by them. Mm-hmm. And they just lose it over her. And so now they're freaking out because she's, why is she doing this announcement or whatever? I'm like, mm-hmm. Craig, you literally have an entire business mm-hmm. because of this fucking show.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you make money. Mm-hmm. Like, why would she not do that if she's going
to
get paid to do it? It makes no sense. That's a hustle.
Exactly.
So they're insane. But
and then they're like, well, and she only got engaged. They've only been together for 5 months. Da, 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 da. I was like, Craig, didn't you move in with Naomi very shortly after dating her and things exploded and didn't work out and they went horribly wrong?
True.
But call me crazy.
Yeah.
And you want to know what? Some short-term relationships, some short-term dating relationships just work.
Yeah. They do. And also, he's really hot.
He's so hot.
They look really good.
And she together. Makes him so happy.
Yeah. That's great. So fuck
she
off.
Makes No, he makes her so yeah, happy.
I'm sure she makes him happy too.
Yeah.
Who
Andy's
knows?
Way I'm better than Austin. Are we just gonna...
And then Austin's like, if I needed any more reasons to not have her in my life, I'm like, bitch, no one, she's over you.
You're not. It's crazy when guys think that, like. So
like Craig to Naomi.
Yeah.
Thinking that she's still obsessed with him. And always
I feel like
them.
I have somebody in my life like that too.
We won't talk about it.
No, we don't need to talk, we'll talk about it. I'm just like, what the fuck? What makes you think that you can be in my life? I've already uninvited you.
Like,
I've
you
uninvited,
don't
I've unsubscribed,
brain.
I've unfollowed, I've done all the things, and you think that you still have control?
Yeah.
Have you, whatever. It's like, I can't even talk about this.
Meanwhile, anymore. She walks in. And even with a date, he loses his mind.
Yeah, right.
So there's that. But then, bless Pringle. He's just like, well, she seems happy.
Yeah.
So. Just no one's listening. It's yeah. so crazy. Okay. And then, and just one more thing. And then fucking, what's his face? Shep's like, dodged a massive bullet there, a missile. And I'm like, no, actually she did.
Yeah.
She actually dodged. She's the bullet dodger.
Yeah. She scenario. And Shep, shut the fuck up.
Shep, you're the missile that Taylor needs to be dodging. Yeah. So
you're a missile that the entire state of South Carolina.
I was wondering if you were
kind of. I had to think Charleston, right? North Carolina. Is it North Carolina?
No,
or South Carolina.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So the final scene, which is just like, fucking Christ. All right. So Catherine and Caleb.
Shleb.
Who spells his name? Shleb. I'm not over it. Okay. First of all, leading up to this, it makes me mad because I like his mom and he seems to have a really good relationship with her. And then watching him talk to her and be like, she tries to like take time away from my family.
Yeah.
And like, you can hang out with them when I have nothing else to do, which I 100% believe it.
Yeah.
And then she tries to call his mom and turn his mom against her.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. There turn is his mom against him.
His mom against him.
Yeah.
Yes. Sorry. Turn his mom against her. That's insane. And like, there's venting, obviously, when we're close to our in-laws. Like, we always, like, you can vent to them. But then there's kind of trying to manipulate it and be like, I'm the victim. And he's just been like this. And take my side and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That's not good.
And how could, with, I mean, people's past tell a story about them. Not that you should judge everybody based on their past, but, like, Catherine's a nutcase, and Caleb, I really like Caleb.
Yeah, I really like him, too. He seems so chill.
He seems so...
And he calls her out, and is like, I don't have problems like this with my friends.
Yeah.
Like, that's not good.
Right. And she's like, everyone comes after me, and it's like, why don't you self-reflect, look in a mirror, and see things that you do that are crazy?
Yeah.
Remember your best friend, Danny? How you ignored her calls for four days and she had to get a wellness check on you.
And then you were mad at her.
And then you were mad at her.
For making sure you're alive. Crazy person.
Yeah. And then, but then Caleb comes back and he's like, Catherine, and they're kind of going back and forth. But something that sat with me was he's like, you just kind of threw your kids at me too. And I was like, that was enlightening for me.
In what way? I didn't know what to make of that. So I'm not sure yet.
Because I was like, you know, that's kind of overwhelming, and I can see how when somebody has kids, they want their kids to be as big of a part of their life as they are yours. And it's like that relationship needs time to grow.
Right.
You don't get to just throw your kids on people and be like, oh, this is your new stepdad, and this do everything with them.
And I could see her 100% doing that.
Exactly.
And
it's
then
like,
being mad if they didn't. So she's so take in every relationship.
Yeah.
And she does not care what she's offering the other person in a relationship of any kind.
Yeah. And even, for example, she literally said, because he's like, I'm just feeling overwhelmed. And she goes, if you're feeling overwhelmed emotionally, maybe you should not be in a relationship. That's not true. That's such a selfish asshole thing
so
to say.
So selfish. That
people
horrible.
Have the right to feel emotionally overwhelmed and have their partner work
That's
with them.
What you have a partner for is to help you through things like that.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
So I don't know. I don't.
Maybe you shouldn't be in a relationship if you can't be there for someone who's going through something.
Exactly.
And also, maybe you shouldn't be the reason why someone's overwhelmed.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about you should be like, I'm sorry, I've been overwhelming you because I'm a needy asshole.
Right.
It's so crazy. But
exactly.
I get what you're. See, when he said the kid thing, it was so. I didn't have any other context. I'm like, I need him to comment more on that. Like, what do you mean by that? So I didn't know what to think of it. But
that's just how I took it.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Definitely makes sense. Okay, well, Yeah. It's this season's going to pop off, that's for sure. It I'm is so a excited. There's a lot of like energies. Yeah, yeah, for sure.